This is Bruce Bramowith. I'm here with Francis Johnson at Francis's house on June 19th, 2006. We're here discussing Johnny B. 80 and Still Bad. Francis, tell us how Johnny B. 80 and Still Bad materialized.
We were approached by Jeff, and I don't recall dates. We were approached about it, and he offered to take us out to, maybe it was dinner, lunch, whatever, at Sweetie Pie's, I remember that well. And we talked about it, and Johnny was very enthusiastic about it and happy, and it sort of went from there.
Do you remember when Johnny and Jeff met?
They met at... Hell no.
Oh.
I'm not really sure. I think that they met in a club, maybe BB's, and Jeff approaches. I'm not sure, but I think that's how it happened, and like I said, I really don't remember their conversation because Johnny does his thing and I do mine when we're...
Mm-hmm. Did Johnny and Jeff ever work together before?
Prior to this, he did a thing, and that's something. School, yeah, for Fools with Larry Thurston.
And, let's see, when and how did the project develop?
Like I said, we were approached about it, and like I said, we went out, and Jeff bought us dinner, and we discussed in length about the project, and it kind of went on offish like, but his good days when Jeff could get studio time, and Johnny was up to it, they would go into the studio and work on it. It is an incomplete project because the project initially, Johnny was going to sing. And I often rub it in Jeff's face that I did have the privilege of hearing Johnny sing a couple of these songs. But unfortunately, like I said, because of his health and trying to correspond his health good day with the studio day, it never materialized. So it is an incomplete, completed project.
And was there anything about it in particular that made it interesting for him or for you, it special or attractive to either of you?
Yes, like I say, the songs particularly that Johnny was going to sing. It was his way of kind of poking at me in a sweet, loving sort of a way. And in some cases, they kind of caught my personality. So we both loved the song. We both loved it.
And did you enjoy Johnny's playing on this project? Did you hear anything in his playing?
Again, I heard more than Jeff was able to hear, and like he would give us tapes, and Johnny would sing to them. And sometimes he would play along with them and sing to them at home. So again, and again, like I say, there were songs that was kind of between the two of us that we got more out of. Maybe it's selfish, and I know I am being selfish, but yeah, he was. He was rather proud of them. We had a good thing between the two of us, and you know, I think it said some things that he did say to me like a week before he passed. He would write mushy stuff to me, but as far as us sitting up with the I love you kissy facey and all that kind of stuff, we didn't live like that. But that last week or so, he started expressing things like that were initially written in the song to me. And so, like I said, it makes it extremely special.
Well, Francis, like, for example, one of the songs is Lucky Four. That has a real nice feel. Johnny's playing on that, as well as on all the songs, has so much expression and feeling. That's a real nice song that Jeff wrote. Also, Beach Weather nicely captures Johnny's always sunny disposition. Do you feel that Johnny kind of connected to some of the lyrics in the songs that during the project?
Lucky Four was definitely Johnny. Beach Weather, you're so right about him, his personality. That was Johnny. But Lucky Four, yeah. Like I said, that was one of the things that, like I was saying earlier, one of the things that we kind of talked about. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that we were that close to the end, but one of the more serious conversations we had, you know, so it was kind of in reference to the Lucky Four thing, so.
And did Johnny enjoy working on the project
with? Of course he did. He enjoyed it a great deal.
And do you think it captured his sound and his spirit?
It did at that particular time. Like I say, Johnny had good days, he had bad days, but he had the best. It was Johnny on that day. It was definitely Johnny, and it was something he was quite proud of. Johnny was a very proud person, especially about his music. So I can definitely say yeah, and I could tell by the ways Jeff would pick him up. If it was something he wasn't interested in doing, it would be a bad day. He wouldn't want to move, but he would get up, get himself together, and be ready for Jeff. He didn't have to wait for him. When he'd say, I'm on my way, I'm outside, he'd be in a hurry, and he'd walk out the door. Sometimes, I remember once or twice they left, and he called back and told me they were gone. So, that's enthusiasm. If he hadn't have been, you know, no.
And this album was also recorded with St. Louis musicians in St. Louis. So that's kind of a nice thing.
Very good thing. And they're very, very good musicians. Very good.
I know, just one person in particular I know that's played with Johnny for so many years that was involved with this is Gus Thornton. And
Gus and Johnny had a great history all the way back to Albert King. So, yeah, quite lengthy and quite genuine, and they were friends. They were friends. So, yeah. And great chemistry, those two. Great chemistry. Like I said, they go way back, so the chemistry there was great.
Yeah, because it takes a special kind of bass player to accompany Johnny, because to not get in Johnny's way with his left hand, with Johnny's left hand.
Yeah.
And so that's it can either work really well or it cannot work, and the two of them, Gus had great...
With Gus and Johnny, you're going to get great.
Yeah.
You're going to get superior. You know, it's if it's either either, he's going to get the best of. And they're both happy doing it. Both happy. And again, if it hadn't have been something that... Johnny and Gus talk a lot. And if it had been something that was a little iffy or whatever, Johnny would have reneged. But he was quite happy. And like I say, he would leave home, he'd get up, get ready, and go.
Yeah. And it's... Yeah... I'm real glad that Jeff did this with Johnny and these guys.
We are extremely... like I say, Johnny, the night before he passed, Jeff called and said, it's ready. The day before. He said, it's ready, and Johnny was ecstatic. He was happy. And he made Jeff promise that he would have one the next day. And the next morning, Johnny passed, and Jeff did send it the next day. So Johnny knew that it was in transit because he made Jeff promise that it would be there. Yeah. So he was aware and he was quite proud of it. But the plans were, like I say, for Johnny to go in the studio and do the vocals. Like I said, because of, and again, I've got so much to thank Jeff for, because I guess foresight, because I definitely wasn't on the same page, that he did get other people into the studio to put vocals to these songs, and with hopefully doing the production, because Johnny was doing better, and we kind of hoped that Johnny could sing these songs. But again, like I said, thanks to his foresight, he was able to do this, because as we know, reality had never would have materialized. But that was the game plan, to get Johnny when health and studio time, or when opportunity was there, to get Johnny to sing these songs. Like I said, I heard him sing them, rehearsing them, and that's something I'll have, you know, that I can only tell you about, but it's something that I've got. And I've rubbed it in Jeff's face a couple of times. His baby, but I heard more, you know. But that was the game plan. Johnny looked forward to singing these songs. He really looked forward to it, so.
And Johnny's, the way Johnny interprets songs, he kind of makes everything his own, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Whether he's singing or whether he's playing or both.
Again, that's why I'm really sorry that he didn't get a chance to sing these, because he would have made them his. You know, he really would have heard Johnny Johnson, you know. You're hearing him, but that old sweet, loving voice, you know. Everybody missed out on that. That's one of the regrets. That is the regret. The songs and all that, I'm quite proud, and Johnny was proud of. But like I say, the game plan was for him to do vocals. It was to do vocals. And like I say, he got a lot of kick out of singing some up around the house. The Lucky Four thing, on good days, it was a good song. Lucky Four. Other days, it wasn't such a good song.
Some days luckier than others.
Yeah. But it was all in nice, clean fun, just all in humor, which was Johnny. Beach one.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny
mm-hmm.
Johnson?
Yeah. Beach Weather nicely captured, like I said earlier, is Johnny's always positive outlook.
Yes, always. Johnny could be in a black room in the dark, and he's like, his light is coming in a second. Whereas I freaked out. Johnny's coming out. And he was right. I took Johnny to church for, you know, the religion thing, and his faith and all, some things were deeper than mine. And that's a fact. Some things, Johnny's faith was deeper than mine, because I would, being a woman, would see things, I thought I saw things, and but his faith always brought it through. He's a wonderful man, and I hate to boast and brag, but it's a fact. I lucked out. And that's a fact. I lucked out.